World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Man, I did a little bit of a rant before we came in the show. People, before we went live, you know, we get into, if you really want to join and be part of the inside a discussion and everything, go to CoachDaveLive.com. Just log on there. Some of you are watching it on Rumble. Some of you are watching it on Facebook. We're watching a lot of different platforms because we're on a lot of different platforms. But if you really want to be involved, you want to hear, you want to get some behind the scenes kind of stuff, just log on at Coach Dave. Spencer, show them how to do that again real quickly. CoachDaveLive.com. You go to CoachDaveLive.com and you click on, Spencer's got it on the screen for us right now. You click on Join the Queue. Join the queue. Boom. And you're in. And then when you're in here, then you can raise your hand and you can say what you think and you can become part of it. But if you just want to listen to it, that's okay. But if you ever wonder, you know, like, is that Randy, he must be a setup. No, Randy ain't a setup. Randy's a guy just like you out there. Started watching Coach Dave Live and logged in, in here every morning. He raises his hand. He goes, if you raise your hand, you get to speak. We don't select who speaks here. We don't do any of that. This is an open forum. Now, I'm going to say this because some of you, I just know how the world is, right? I just know how the world is. I want you to know this as you look at me right now. Ain't nobody owns Coach Dave. Lord, ain't nobody owns me. I got no big donors. I don't have anybody telling me, Coach Dave, you can't talk about this and you can't talk about this. And what are we finding out's going on? Charlie Kirk had some big donors and there's some things he wasn't allowed to say. All you just do a little bit of research. I'm not going to go there today, but you better understand, as I've said over and over and over, why is, for lack of a better term, why is Joe Rogan a star and Coach Dave isn't? Is it just because Joe Rogan's stuff is that much better than Coach Dave's? You really think that? Why won't Salem Media, which is a big Christian media conglomerate, why won't Salem Media pick up Coach Dave Live? You guys know that I used to be on Salem Media when I started this 20 years ago, and I got too hot for that. Regular radio, drive down the road, hit your radio, listen to it in your car. I used to do that. I had a show. J.R. Harrison was there with me every Saturday morning. We didn't call it Coach Dave. I don't know what we called it then. Doesn't pass the salt, I think we called it. And we were there, and you know what happened? You know what happened? Well, the pastors began to call in because they didn't like what Coach Dave Live was saying. Some of the greatest censorship, folks, you better understand, some of the greatest censorship takes place on our team. The Bible warns us that evil men have crept in. And a lot of creeping in. And I want you to know this, ain't nobody owns me. Nobody. Ain't nobody. Because I get whisperings of, oh yeah, well this guy's giving him, but no. I'm kept alive. We're alive here by the $20 donations per month by you. Ain't no big guy behind me. I don't want no big guy behind me, because when a big guy gets behind you, then he controls what you say. Never here, I want you to know this, never here have I not said something because I was going to piss off some donor. I want you to be, you can believe that or you cannot believe it, okay? But we know that Charlie Kirk was running into that mess where people who were paying him money, Charlie wanted to speak out against Israel. They didn't, Folks, just do some Google research. I'm not going to go there. Just do some Google research, and you're going to find out that that's what was going on with Charlie Kirk. He was seeing what was going on in Israel with the Palestinians, with the indiscriminate killing of Christians by Israel, and it hurt his conscience. And he was struggling on what he wanted to expose it, and he couldn't expose it because why? The big donors. Big donors, right? And now they're going to hand it off to Ben Shapiro. I want to stay there. I want you to know when you come here, ain't nobody controls this guy. Ain't nobody. Despite what you might think, ain't nobody. I want you to know that. I want you to know that that's real and that's true. And if you want to keep us going so that it never has to be somebody, well, how about 1,000 of you giving 10 bucks a month? How hard would that be to do? And we're free. Well, we are anyway. They ain't going to control me. I'll quit before I lie to you. All right, hang on. I got some great stuff here. Can I start right here? It's always the same thing. It's always the same thing. Here's what I made some notes to myself. Ooh, I'm rolling today. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. There's something happening here. I want you to know this. Listen to me. All of you out there, help me out. We need a plan. We don't need to spend all of our time analyzing why all this is going on and who said this news. We need a plan. There is a revival breaking out in front of us. Can I say this? Hey, Spencer, give me a thumbs up. Can I say this? Spencer gave me the thumbs up. Hey, folks, are you looking at me? We've been right all along. And the culture is moving towards us. Does anybody feel that other than me? Anybody feel that? The church has come out of hiding, right? No, wait a minute. Not pastor-led. Oh, no. The pastors aren't. No, they're not doing that. No. The individual people sitting in the pew are sick and tired of it. They're sick and tired of it, and they're coming to us. I don't mean me. You understand what I'm saying? We're in the midst of something unbelievable that's going on. But we need a plan. I've been doing this 20-some years, and I'm going to tell you, I'm not complaining. Not a church in 10,000 will allow me to get in front of their people and tell them what's going on. Not one in 10,000. So what's happening? People are doing it on their own. There's a big one. There's a big gathering tonight in Newark, Ohio. I about fell over. A gathering in Newark, Ohio to honor Charlie Kirk. I think it's 6:30. I don't know. I'll try to find 6:30 tonight. Who's organized it? I don't know, but I can promise you this. It ain't the churches. See, we're going to have to drag our pastors kicking and screaming into the battle because they don't want to be in. They don't want to be in it. They have been deceived, okay? They've been deceived. Okay, now wait. Hang on. Here we go. I'm going to show you something real quickly. Take a deep breath. Pull up number 4. I want you to see something. Spencer, number 4. Stephanie just texted. I'll get to it. Folks, my phone's been blowing up. I'm crazy doing stuff going on. Bear with me, okay? Is that what I gave you? I don't think that's the one I wanted. U.S. Yeah, go on. Oh, why the United States is doomed. Scroll on down. I'm sorry, Spencer. Go clear. This is really good. I'm not going to read it. Look at this, folks. Look at this. U.S. without the rule of law, civilization crumbles. American courts rule in favor of the government. Folks, our courts are government courts. You understand that? All those guys that went to J6, those were government courts. Government-owned, government-controlled courts. So look at here. How about this? Incarceration rate. United States is number, not China. Oh, no, not China, not Russia. The number one percentage of population in the world, USA. Do you see that chart? You see that? Because our government's been seized. We don't have a Christian government anymore. Are you old enough to remember when we used to hear about Russia people locking people up in jail? And you guys remember that? It's free. Folks, it's here. It's right here in front of us. We're it. The beacon of liberty. We are it. Incarceration rate. Percentage of the population. And those are up-to-date statistics. That's what we're doing. Hey, what was J6 all about? J6 isn't something that would happen in the United States of America. And then those J6ers, what did they do? Why, they go appear before a government judge. Now, I got some good stuff I'm going to show you. Hang on. Because I continue. Okay, I'll just shut up a minute. Pull up number 5. The late, great Charlie Cook. the late, great Charlie Cook. Are you ready? Here we go. I told you so. Go ahead.
What is the church? The church is not a place where you go to be affirmed. The church is a place where you learn why you need the cross. The church is a place where you go to be corrected, not told how awesome you are. The church is a place where you learn what sin is and what the law of God is. You want to know why church rates have been going down the last 30 years? You see, most of America says, I don't need a savior. I'm the most important person ever. And they'll walk into kind of your regular modern church and they'll be told how great they are. And they'll be told that you're the greatest person ever. These ridiculous television advertisements that I keep on seeing, he gets us. That is the most narcissistic Christian ad ever. No, I'm sorry. Let me be very clear. He doesn't like get you when you're watching pornography. He doesn't get you when you're going out drinking till 2 a.m. and not taking care of your kids. He doesn't get you when you're in the abortion clinic and you're driving the girl that you had premarital sex with. No, instead, he saves you from your sin, and you must bring yourself to repentance in front of the Lord of the heavens and the earth. And again, this ridiculous advertisement, he gets us. That's everything wrong with American Christianity.
That's everything wrong with American Christianity. Huh? Amen on that one. Amen, amen, amen. I want to show you. I'm going to open it up. Are you looking at me? Mark Trump. Dave Allison, guy named Glenn, Randy, we need a plan. We need a plan, because I'm going to tell you this. The world, it is time for us to ramrod Jesus back into the culture. That's where we are. Demand prayer back in our schools. Demand the posting of the Ten Commandments back in the schools. Psalm 78. Quickly, Spencer. Psalm 78. Hang with me. I'm venting today. Psalm 78. Psalm 78. Psalm 78. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable, and I will utter a dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. What have our fathers told us? They've told us about the law. Our fathers have. And we're not going to hide it from our children. We're not going to hide what from our children? The law. Showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord, his strength and his wonderful works that he have done. Why? Because he established a testimony of Jacob. Scroll down, Spence. He appointed a law in Israel. And he commanded the daddies to take it and teach it to their kids, that the generation to come might know them, and even the children should be born would arise and teach it to their generational Christianity, that they might set their hopes in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments and not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation. Oh, hey, was that us? Is that the hippie generation right there, folks? A stubborn and rebellious generation? A generation that set not their heart aright and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. But here we come, the children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying battles, bows. Turn back in the day of battle. Yep. I ain't turning back. I'm riding this horse to the end. They kept not the covenant of God, and they refused to walk in his law, and they forgot his works and his wonders that he had shown them. We have the most unbelievable opportunity ever in the history of mankind, a worldwide, you guys believe end times? Okay, a worldwide end time gospel explosion. I think that's what I couldn't give 10 gnats about the rapture. I'm just telling, I couldn't care less. I want to get as many saved as I can while I'm here. I don't want to be teaching people they're going to be evacuated out of here and have no responsibility for it. I'm not talking about the rapture. You believe in the rapture? God bless you. But if you really believed it, we wouldn't, folks. If we really believed it, we wouldn't be letting them teach that shit in our schools to our kids. If we really believed it, or as Charlie said, this I'm okay, you're okay, Jesus loves everyone. We wouldn't let that be going on in our churches, but it is. And what happens? They shoot Charlie Kirk, and all of a sudden, millions of people are in the streets, not honoring Charlie Kirk, but knowing what Charlie Kirk said was right. And the last ones at the table are the pastors. Why? Because they've been trained in a different God. Okay, I got some stuff to show you. Hang on. Pull up Kid Rock. What? Kid Rock. Kid Rock. Go ahead.
I've said it and I'll say it again because I think it needs to be echoed until they get it through their fat skulls. The mainstream media is is freaking public enemy number one right now. Just the clips you just ran of these people from the New York Times and these other nut houses they call media establishments. It's absolutely freaking ridiculous. I mean, and then they say to, you know, Charlie Kirk, God bless him, by the way, his wife, kids, that, you know, he's inciting this, he's inciting that. I'm someone who understands better than anyone as being a very vocal Trump supporter from day one. They've called me a racist Nazi for years now. I mean, go look up a few facts about my life, my children, where I, you know, everything. But other people start to echo this. Just people who write dumb articles who think, you know, I'm trash and I hate my music, and they say he's just a racist Nazi. And, you know, this starts to build and build and build. So you get these nut house kids who are doing nothing but playing video games, watching these occult movies that are all over our streaming services, that won't go outside to play any sports or anything. And, you know, then they think they're going to do something good. I'm going to go kill a Nazi. I'm going to go kill a racist. And they're literally mentally deranged. We need to bring the frickin' nut houses back.
Yeah, you're incentivizing these loner kids to take shots so they can be heroes.
And on purpose, by the way.
What happens, kid? They say, oh, we all have to come together. We all have to come to both sides are violent. Both sides, let's. And then they just move on and start calling us fascist again.
Well, you know, I've heard a lot of my liberal friends say it, and they're exactly right. Like, you don't want to mess with us people. We have the guns. We know how to use them. Like, and nobody wants that. Nobody wants an all-out war. We understand that everyone on the left is not sick, but there are enough people in the media and enough of these crazy liberals to that just create this big echo chamber. And I'm not saying there aren't crazy right-wingers that do some of this too. There's a little bit of guilty on both sides. But these people, I mean, they're, you know, they're supposed to be this inclusive, you know, this, that, and the other. And they're the ones that don't want to talk and get along with anyone. Just don't even want to sit down and break bread. I mean, I'm in this business where some of my friends, you know, people I've had big hits with, call me with this whack out stuff all the time.
Yeah, we got to start listening to each other and respect one another.
Okay, folks, listen. Now, Kid Rock didn't say this. I can't remember what his real name is. It doesn't matter. Good to know he actually has a family and real people. And see what what they're all leaving out of this, friends, all of them are leaving out of it. This is a spiritual war. We go to politics, 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 politics. No. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, principalities and powers, evil spirits in high places. Weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down strongholds. Are you being taught that in your church? Is Christian America being taught that what is raging around us is not a Republican-Democrat political battle? It is a spiritual war for the souls of our children. Are you being taught that in your school, in your church? I would say no. We make Satan personal. He wants to steal your finances. He wants to steal your joy. No, he wants to steal your freaking heritage. He wants to steal your children. They are eating your children, my grandchildren. They are eating them alive. You understand it? You understand it? And the church wants to eat, retreat, meet, and do not a damn thing about it. Okay, hang on. Michelle gave me a good one today. Number 7, pull that up and go to 6 minute and 40 second mark. Pull that up there real good. I got a couple more. Give me a couple more, then I'm going to open it up, okay? 6 minute. This whole thing's good. What the media won't tell you about Charlie Kirk, okay? The whole thing's good, but watch this 2 minutes or so.
Several hours. I know there was a lot of confusion, okay? A lot of chaos. But by this point, they already had an older guy in custody who was acting crazy and claiming responsibility. This man's name is George Zinn. He's a crisis thespian who was witness to 9/11 and the Boston bombing. George, whether he meant to or not, he probably did, created a perfect diversion.
Diversion!
We see that plane go in and we just think, wow, you know, and then I think it was, what, a 9/12 or something like that.
Hang on a minute. Freeze it. Folks, how did George Zinn know to be a Charlie Kirk's murder scene? Go ahead.
Tower.
We don't know if it's him or not.
Diversion.
In addition to the
diversion.
Others in the audience who were celebrating and cheering after Charlie got shot, creating a perfect distraction for the actual perpetrator to get away. George was questioned and eventually released. He lives to see another crisis. Meanwhile, at an active crime scene, after Charlie has...
Look at this. This is a picture of the crime scene. Don't they normally rope them off and do all that stuff and do blood and that? Look at this. Look at this. Go ahead.
He's been carried away. You can see here that they're packing up their stuff and moving the bird's eye camera that was behind Charlie. Forgive me. Is that how active crime scenes normally go when presumably the whole area is covered in blood? You just pack it all up. Move out, boys. Investigators have yet to release that footage, by the way. And I know there will be people in the comments saying he was shot this way or by this person next to him or he was wearing this body armor or he wasn't wearing it and there was something weird about his ring. Guys, I'm not watching the slow-mo of it 500 times to analyze the footage. That sounds like a man's job. I've already seen too many people die on the internet this week between the poor Ukrainian girl getting stabbed on the in Charlotte. Besides, for me, there are too many eyewitnesses. Okay, okay.
Distract. Chasing this rabbit, chasing that rabbit. Folks, it is a spiritual war. It's a spirit. Now, I'm going to show you something else that we're fighting against. Pull up number. I'm going to open it up. I promise you I am. Pull up, where is it? No, that's not that. Yeah. Pull up number 6, Officer Tatum. You guys know who Officer Tatum is? Huh? Black pastors, black. See, hey, friends, it becomes a mantra, doesn't it? First of all, does anybody know who's Officer Tatum? How many would say, why? He's that Christian guy that gets on there and talks about what's going on. No, we would say he's that black Christian guy. See, they have made us repeat their mantra. He doesn't have his mind isn't different because he's black. He might think different because he's black, because he's been programmed. And we think, hey, are you looking at me? You've been programmed in your church. You've been programmed in your church. Your pastor tells you not to get involved with politics. Who are you to judge? I'm okay. You are okay. Come on in. Jesus wants to. You've been programmed. We've been programmed more in the church probably than who would ever think ever that the church is not to be involved with the culture. Who the hell came up with that mantra, which is consistently preached from our pulpits? And I'm out here trying to make friends. And no, Roger Weaver ain't paying me. 6 minutes. God bless. Hang on. God bless this black man. God bless this black man. We're so freaking sick. Officer Tatum, go ahead.
Let's go to this pastor. And this is why colored people get a bad rap. And I'm not saying all, because y'all think I'm saying all. I'm not saying all. It's the ones like this that make me irritated that black people can't do.
Evil men crept in unaware. Evil men. Just because some guy's standing in the pulpit don't mean he's a man of God. I'm telling you, and I'm going to tell you this. Just because Donald Trump isn't standing in a pulpit doesn't mean he ain't being used by God. You better get your mind right and understand. You'll shout. Go ahead.
Tate it that black people can't do better than this. Why can't black people do better than this? Why we got to be the per capita the most silliest people in America? This man is standing in his pulpit, supposed to be a man of God. He should have been reading his Bible. If he had any spiritual discernment, he would know he need to go listen to what Charlie Kirk said so he can have a fair assessment before he say what he about to say right now. Have you listened to Charlie Kirk's stuff before you get out here and say something about this man, the man of God? Have you listened to his stuff? Or are you watching clips pop up of people who hate him? A man of God allegedly get behind the pulpit in his congregation.
Hang on. Hey, folks, how many people you know won't listen to Coach Dave live because some clip somebody said, some what, huh? Come on. Go ahead.
Hate him. A man of God allegedly get behind the pulpit in his congregation with no wisdom and say this. Roll it.
Hang on. Freeze it. Would anybody watching this show right now deny that Charlie Kirk was serving the Lord? Anybody out there wanted to? So you didn't like what he said, maybe. Would anybody deny that he is leading with the gospel everywhere he goes? Right? Okay. So here's I don't know, 300 people sitting in church and notice the applause. Oh, I know. Hang on. I know why. It's a black church. So all blacks got to think the same way. It's a black church, right? Different from the white church. Go ahead.
And I do not celebrate the killing of anyone. Charlie Kirk did not deserve to be assassinated. But I'm overwhelmed.
But.
Seeing the flags of the United States of America at half staff, calling this nation to honor and venerate a man who was an unapologetic racist and spent all of his life sowing seeds of division and hate into this land.
Hang on. Pardon me. You suppose this is the only black church this is going on? Go ahead.
And hearing people with selective rage who are mad about Charlie Kirk but didn't give a damn about Melissa Hortman and her husband when they were shot down in their home.
Raising their hands, raising their arms.
I don't have compassion for the death of a man who had no respect for my own life. I am sorry, but there's nowhere in Bible where we are taught to honor evil. And how you die does not redeem how you lived.
Look at these sorry. All right.
Is that unbelievable?
Let him play. Finish it.
Keep going.
Do not become a hero in your death when you are a weapon of the enemy in your life.
I'm finna eat. Let him finish.
I can abhor the violence that took your life, but I don't have to celebrate how you chose to live.
Now, you know you ain't got no connection to God if you talking like this fool. He said, think about this. He said, how do you have this feeling for Charlie Kirk, but you don't have this feeling for these two people that died? I guess they were politicians. Because they weren't people of God like Charlie was. Why do you think all these people crying? Why do you think all these people putting the flag at half mast? Why do you think all these people are celebrating? Why do you think all these people are at their churches? They're doing their memorial services, flowers pouring out, buying merch, supporting Charlie. Why do you think people are doing it? Why do you think he got a million more people following him on social media, millions more following him on Instagram? We looked it up. 87 million views in a week of Charlie Kirk's material. Why do you think it's so? If you knew God and you knew the Bible, you would know because he's a man of God. And that's why it hurt when he died. And you don't even know him and it hurt. That's because somebody with that much power and that much authority and put God first in everything he did, you feel it when somebody like that die. If this pastor lost his life, nobody will come to this celebration but three people in this church, because the spirit of God in him is not powerful enough to make a difference. And if it was, he would have enough discernment to know that Charlie Kirk lived his life according to the scripture. And you may not like him telling the truth about you ignorant Negroes, but he told the truth anyway. You can't name a quote that Charlie Kirk said in context that wasn't true. You can't name it. You sorry pastors. And your church ain't nothing. You got people having kids out of wedlock in your church. They ain't married. They dressing like you know what in your church. You're not holding nobody accountable. And I don't know it to be his church, but a lot of preachers that talk like this, that's what they church be about. They out there screwing around on the weekend, getting drunk, smoking weed, and they come in your congregation, you put your suit on, you put your tie on, and you ain't got no Holy Ghost power. You ain't got no discernment. You pick black over Christ. You pick black over Christ. You ain't got no discernment. You don't have to like Charlie, but you a fool if you say he lived this life according to the enemy. And you supposed to be reading your Bible. All right, the cost of everything.
Okay. I'm going to shut up. I got another clip that I'm going to shut up right now. Somebody come on. And look, here's what I want us to focus on. We don't have to do it now. We got to get a Hey, friends. They're coming our way. They're coming our way. All those people that you've been talking to all that time, they're going to be coming to you. Saying, Randy, you've been telling us. Craig, you've been saying this. Craig, how'd you know this was going? Hey, Dave Allison, you've been saying this. How did you know this was going on? Huh? Hey, Mel, they're coming our way, folks. They're coming our way. Because why? Truth is going to win out at the end. The greatest revival the world has ever seen is in front of us. And if we would spend if we would spend less time criticizing the president and praying for spiritual awakening of the president, Christians I'm talking about, Christians. We could have Kamala Harris as president. You know that, don't you? We had Barack Obama, and the freaking church wouldn't even stand up and say anything about it. They gave us a Muslim freak as president of the United States. They almost gave us Hillary. Because why? Because the church, I don't know. You explain to me. I don't know. I can't explain. Yeah, I can explain it. Why is it they have this big, in Newark? They had one in Lancaster. Lancaster is about 30 miles down the road. These all folks. Hey, Spencer, real quick, see if you can just Google crowds showing up for Charlie Kirk. It's everywhere. And I'm going to tell you something. It ain't in the friggin' church. It ain't happening in the church because there is no leadership in the church. Sorry, Pastor Clint. Sorry, Pastor Dale. There's no leadership in the church. But you would have thought that the pastors of America would have gotten together in whatever town it was and said, listen, we got to stand up now for biblical, but they can't because they believe the lie of MSNBC and others, and they think Charlie Kirk was a racist and a hate monger and a homophobe. I have no idea that that man spouted Christianity. It oozed out of him. And they would rather listen to the media. Because, look, Charlie rocked the boat, but they sure as hell, they don't want their church rocked. No. No, we ain't going to rock our church. No. You know what? Shame on me. Because I was going to, 2 days ago, call for a see you at the square. Let's get out. I should have done it. I should have called all people. Come. Because all around us are people who are sick of what's going on, and ain't nobody saying anything about it. This is our time. Thousands have joined far. Look, media. See, Christians are far right. No, we're damn right. We ain't far right. Huh? Hundreds memorized Charlie Kirk. Who was Charlie Kirk?
I'm sorry.
We're not far right, you're damn right. Somebody post that on Facebook, beat me to the top, beat me there. We're not far right, we're damn right. Been right all along, and they're coming to us. Boy, I'm feeling it this morning. Young fans, coming out everywhere. Hey, Spencer, real quickly, Google how many people want to start. What's Charlie Kirk's thing, show? Chapters of, what's the name of his ministry? Turning Point USA, new chapters. How many new chapters? What? 37,000. Did you see that, friends? 37,000. 37,000 new chapters on the death of one martyr. 37,000 new chapters would increase AP at USA's presence on campuses by 20%. Forward. Now, look, I got to say this, okay? You got to be very careful. We got to be very careful because Turning Point USA are turning it into a fundraiser. Huh? Now, I understand they're going to need more money to help fund something. I get it. But can we put the fundraising away for a little bit? Can we put that away? Because that's why the world doesn't trust us. They think we're always about money. Always about money. And we better raise our voices and we better fight like hell to make sure that unsaved, non-Christian Ben Shapiro does not take over Turning Point. We better, folks, I'm telling you, the enemy infiltrates. Snake, Wiley Coyote. Okay, look. Oh, my God. Anybody got their hand up? Anyone want to say anything? I'm going to shut up. Craig, come on in.
I'll tell you, Coach, here's where I'm at in all the whole thing. I can't figure it out, but I know the Holy Spirit's moving, you know? Yeah. And here's the thing. We try to sometimes, in church, we constrain the Holy Spirit, don't we? Instead of letting the Holy Spirit roll where he's going to roll. And I think that's, if we have a heart like that, and then know and hear that little voice, and just do what he tells us to do during this time, I think we're going to be in the right lane. And that's kind of where I'm at with it. I mean, it's really nice to, I mean, it's, these are all nice, interesting things, but at the same time, they're distracting. And what, isn't that what Satan tries to get us to do? Hey, run down this here. And it's so important to have this fact in front of you. But then in reality,
where's the shooter? Where's the gun? What about this guy over here? What? Distract, distract, distract. Can you say JFK all over again?
Well, the problem is you might be like walking over the person you're supposed to be talking to talk about the Holy Spirit, and you got your head in the phone trying to figure out who it is. You know what I'm saying? And you're missing what God's saying. You say, hey, this whole event has been, created. I'm okay with it. But you're not missing. You're missing talking to the person that you're supposed to bring maybe into the kingdom. Who knows?
Amen. Amen. What an opportunity. Lorianne.
Okay, this is random, but Charlie Kirk. He grew up 20 minutes away from where I live. He's my daughter's. And something good came out of Illinois. And I'm going to focus on the hope that God has given. There's politics everywhere. The church is politics. Flat out, nothing more, nothing less. But we all know that. But look what's happening. You've got little kids going, making posts and doing reels and talking about Jesus. And that's what the focus is. We have hope. And something good came out of Illinois, and J.B. Pritzker couldn't shut him up. Put aside the other thing. J.B. Pritzker is a totalitarian and, evil man. Very evil man.
Well, I hear you. I don't care about J.B. Pritzker. I care about those elected officials who call themselves Christian. That's who I'm upset with. J.B. Pritzker is acting just like you would expect him to act, right? Why are we surprised by that? Where are our Christian men who are supposed to be acting like Christian men? Where are they? That's what I want to know. So the J.P. Pritzkers, they get elected. Why? Because the demonic machine is behind them. Churches won't even vote. Churches won't even turn their people out. And then we sit back and wonder why that a-hole is in charge of everything and then complain about it. And look at Congress. You think there's Christians in Congress? How many Christians do you think are in Congress? And if they are Christians, they've been taught, don't make waves. Don't make waves. Just do this. Just continue to support Israel. Don't make waves, anything else. Jeff Nares, come on in. Hey, I'm right. Hey, I don't care. I don't care if you don't like to hear it. I'm telling you the truth. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, I'm just amazed. I can't get over the fact, and my whole focus, my following is what's happening worldwide. I can't even believe it. The impact has been unbelievable. I know a lot of people.
They're marching in foreign countries. Did you know that? Go ahead.
Millions. I'm just saying, I've been fortunate to travel in my life, and I know friends. I have friends all over the place, and they are telling me it's unbelievable. And I'm wondering how it's going to impact Trump, and if there's going to be some kind of things that he can do with presidents, with societies, with whatever. I mean, it's shaping the world.
He might be smart enough to ride that Christian wave,
Right.
He might be smart enough to do that. We folks, we got to become the heir under his wings. We do. We got to quit waiting for Daddy Donald to do something for us. No, we've got to be. See, we need to begin to say prayer back in the schools, right? The teaching of Christianity in our schools. As history, they can teach it as history. Teach that back in our schools. The elimination of all the transgender crap, the homosexual, all that stuff has got to go. That's where we are. That's what we have to do. That's what we have to do. They are poisoning the minds of our children. If this guy really was the one who killed the president, somebody taught him that theology, Somebody taught him that. You know what we're finding out? some of these assholes, pardon me, they're coming out and they're boldly saying, good thing he's dead. And look what's happening. They're losing their jobs by the thousands. People are rising up and say, if you think like that, you ain't working here. Get your ass out of here. And I say, amen. Amen. Vinny.
Yeah, did you hear that Trump is planning on classifying Antifa as a terrorist organization?
How about that, huh? How about that? Hey, Vin, I got to say this. Some people are mad because I cussed.
I know they are. They got to get over it.
Yeah, hey, Vinny, they're giving their tax dollars to murder babies, but they're mad I cussed.
Right. Misplaced aggression. That's all it is.
Amen. That's the way we've been programmed, see? It's the way you've been programmed. That's right. Betty, come on in.
You're nailing it.
I know I am. Thanks.
Yep. I was watching YouTube. Charlie Kirk's most viewed clips of 2024. 2 billion, not 2 million. 2 billion views.
So, hey, Betty, I got to tell you this. I caught Michelle's up there. She could attest to this. I don't know how many times in the last 2 days I stopped her and said, Michelle, you got to watch this. And it's a 5-minute clip of Charlie Kirk speaking truth. So, my God, why aren't we teaching our kids this? Why aren't we teaching our children how to debate like this? Why aren't we teaching our children how to engage the enemy? How that our children are going to stand in the gates and contend with the enemy. That's what Psalm 78 says. I never really got to the end of that, but that's what it says. We're supposed to prepare them to stand in the public square and contend for the truth. And we're not.
I tell you what, you know, I was shocked when my son said I watched him occasionally. So, I was like, wow, okay, because I watched him whenever, you know.
Let's make Christianity cool again. That's what I say. Let's make it cool again. Come on, Jeff.
It's happening, Coach. We're making it cool again. You know, and I'm just getting ready here in about, I don't know what, a few days, week and a half, getting ready to retire. I'll have time, you know what I mean? But more conversations are coming up every day at this car lot. A quick story. Had a lady that came to church Sunday, and they said the numbers are up, people coming to church. And Pastor Matt's trying to be that light in the community, be out there making a difference. Well, this lady came to church, and I won't use any names right now. We'll talk about it later, but just hated the church. Oh, my goodness. Stood in the parking lot before cussing, dropping F-bombs at people in the building. Just some craziness. There was a lot of problems going on. She got 3 little kids and a husband. Husband's been to church. Kids have been there. She came Sunday. And, oh, man, she testified. She was crying. Pastor Matt publicly apologized from the pulpit. He did some things wrong to her. He apologized right in front of everybody. And, boy, she's loving it. So the day went on. She come back to church that night, brought her kids and husband Sunday night, said she's been watching them Charlie Kirk videos. She said, you know, she told the guy, he's been preaching that same stuff. Now I get it. She said, I think I'm going back Wednesday night for the Bible study, too.
Because, listen, we have not, our pulpits have not taught us to articulate the gospel and how to defend the gospel. You go in there, you sit down, and the pastor talks to you for 45 minutes, and you leave feeling good, and you come back the next day. That's what we're dealing with.
But we ended up for the morning. The message was ready. It never got preached. The Holy Spirit moved, and it was testimonies and so. I mean, it was just crazy what went on Sunday morning. It was great.
Praise the Lord. I hope it happens everywhere. Jeff Mayers, come on in.
Okay, next level, Coach. Next level, I think pastors listening out there can agree. Next level is Christians are going to have to learn how not to just speak to the left or try to convince somebody, but you got to speak directly to demons. How to speak to demons directly.
Wow, Jeff. Wow. Not only that, we have to convert the Christians. That's our task. If we could just convert to Christians, we wouldn't be in the mess we're in. Dale.
Yeah, Coach, man, to come off the heels of that and say the biggest spirit demon out there is the spirit of religion. It's what encapsulated the Pharisees and the Sadducees. So, Coach, here's the thing. You know, we can be all head knowledge, but what I have found in my church, especially in my family, is that until you go to the gates and you engage people, that articulation will never manifest itself. You have to actually engage that. You have to get outside of the four walls and you have to engage that. Now, let me say, share this little bit of tidbit on an insight. One of the things that I measure things, is this biblical? Is this something spiritual, you know, that I see happening, like with the Charlie Kirk situation? This is how I know. Because many a time something happens in America, we think it's biblical. It's not that it can't, but mostly, Coach, when it's biblical, it affects the whole world. And when we're seeing billions, not millions, billions of people are drawn and they're having vigils in England and all of these other, Coach, then my spiritual radar realizes this is something biblical happening here. This is the potentiality of one of the greatest awakenings. You know, it doesn't just happen overnight. It takes time. Rome took time. I'm just telling you, Coach, this was biblical because it's affecting countries, not just America.
It's affecting countries, not just America.
That's right. And Coach, if I can jump in one last time on that, when you speak, what did Jesus do? He spoke. People were acting out demonically, and he didn't speak. He didn't blame the guy. He didn't blame the woman, the man. He spoke directly to the demon.
Amen. That's right. He spoke right to it. Amen.
And we have to learn to do that.
Most, as I said, we don't even.
And Dale's right.
Supernatural's left to church. We don't even believe in it. Hey, Spencer, I'm sending something right now. I want you to get it up and play it. Get ready to play it. Go ahead. Hang on. We're moving fast here. We got 15 minutes. We're doing good. We're doing good. Hang on, Coach. You lost that. Craig, go ahead. Tell us a story, not your life story.
What Charlie Kirk did on September 10th of this year is what 343 brothers of mine did on September 11th, 2001. I was working in Montgomery County, which is the adjacent county to Washington, D.C. I was this close to going to the Pentagon because I worked with the FEMA group, and that's what we were, Maryland Task Force One. After September 11th, 2001, I walked into restaurants to get lunch a month later, and people walk up to me and said, "Can I buy your meal, sir?" Those 343 people did, who they saw, people saw it on TV. The role of a firefighter changed in the view of the American people that day. And I've experienced it, okay? So the question I would do, and I would talk to my guys, because I was the captain, I said, "Are we going to live up to their standard?" Because when you go out to a call and you're snotty to them and you don't want to take them to the hospital because X, Y, Z, you're carrying their nobility. So anyways, will we as Christians step up in the same way? Because that's exactly what has happened. And ironically, it happened the day before September 11th. Mm. Are we going to step up into the boots of Charlie Kirk like those 343 firefighters did on September 11th?
Amen. Are we? Are we? Good one. Good one. Hey, real quickly, two things. Spencer, maybe I can put it in the chat. You want to learn how Russ Dizdar's, thank you whoever sent me this note, Russ Dizdar's website is still up and has all the training you need on dealing with spiritual warfare, casting out devils. See, most church doesn't even believe in that. They don't even believe in it. I think I got it up. It's shatterthedarkness.net. Can you pull that up there real quick, Spencer, and then put it in the chat? Put it in the chat, shatterthedarkness.net. There it is. Everything you need to know, casting out devils, all that stuff, regulated, huh? Boy, folks, here's some. I can tell you this, Russ Dizdar wasn't welcome in the average church. And free online training courses. Thank God when Russ passed, Jared had the website, captured all of Russ's stuff. That was an act of God, by the way. Otherwise, we wouldn't have all this. Okay, hang on. Okay, Jared. I'm running out of time. Well, I just sent you. Folks, I want you to watch this. This is going on all across America. Minute 53 seconds. This is happening all across America. There may be some foul language. Okay, go ahead.
You know, I don't come from any kind of money. And I've never owned a suit before. My wife, she bought me this suit. Our anniversary's coming up. And we have a nice anniversary plan.
you know, we make a little bit of money now, and I'm proud to say that, because that's certainly not where either one of us comes from. And I feel good in this suit, man. And I just want my wife to know she made me feel good. It's a $300 suit. I ain't never had nothing like this before in my life. And I tell you what, okay, video flip here, so I'm going to lose some of you. I didn't know Charlie Kirk, never met that guy before in my life. And something else that I've never done before in my life is believe in God. I'm going to wear this suit to church. I'm going to go to church. I'm going to try to be a better father, husband, and leader for my family. They deserve that. My phone fell down. I guess that's the devil trying to fuck me up right, or mess me up right now. I'm gonna try, y'all. Look at this suit. I look good, bro. My wife made me feel this way. Charlie's made me feel this way. Yeah. Message over.
It's becoming okay to be a Christian again, friends. My fear is, what church is he going to walk into? That's my greatest fear. What's he going to hear when he gets there? Kevin, come on in.
Well, Coach, over the years, how many times have you said, go plant a seed, let somebody else come along and water it, and then somebody else will come along and harvest it, okay? Well, Charlie Kirk, over the years, has planted hundreds of millions of seeds, and in his death, okay, the Lord has used that gospel, which is ever living, to plant a billion more seeds.
That's right.
That all need watered. And right now we are in. I'm 52 years old. I've been a Christian for 48 years. I accepted Christ when I was 4. In 48 years, I have never seen a move of God come on so strong and so rapidly worldwide. We are in the middle of a massive movement right now. And yep. Now's the time to water those seeds. The ground has been ready, folks. So thank you, brother.
Amen. 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 Hey, I got to say this just before I go, before we go here. Somebody else can come on in. I got more to show, but I'm not going to go there. I put a great 23-minute thing of Charlie Kirk in the chat that you ought to watch. You ought to watch. I want to acknowledge Steve Deck. Steve Deck's been in our house since, I don't know, 4 days, working like a fool. Got a truck up and running. Got a skid steer up and running. Steve's doing all kinds of stuff. And Steve doesn't ask for a penny. He just wants to serve. He just loves the Lord. He loves his brothers, and he just wants to serve. And I just want publicly just to thank him. He's sitting up there probably listening right now. He gets to eat all the good food my wife cooks. That's a good trade-off. But, folks, I sat there, watched him yesterday, and watched him change the brakes on a truck that he gave to Pass the Salt Ministries. Brakes were shattered. He worked like a guy. He just worked and worked and worked and worked. Yesterday, got that truck up and running. I'm humbled by it. So, friends, look, you got a gift. You got a gift. Some can't give money. And I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about giving money to me. Some of you, you got a gift. You don't even know it. And the problem is, again, I always circle back to the same thing. Your pastor hasn't even identified your gift and plugged you in where you can be most effective for the kingdom of God. That's what we're dealing with. I said church becomes meet, greet, and retreat. And we're secret service Christians. We're not raising the banner high. We're not proclaiming Christ from the treetops, from the rooftops. We're not doing that anymore. Look, you may not be a preacher. You may not be a street preacher. You may not be that kind of evangelist. But where can you serve? Where can you make a difference? Where can you do that? Well, how come nobody's taught you how? How come? Do you know what your gift is? Do you know what your gift is? I watched Deck work like a freaking, I don't even know what, but you know what? He loved it because it's his gift. He's exercising his gift. Isn't that all we want to do? When it gets right down to it. Here I am, Lord, send me. Here I am. Coach, I can't preach. I'm not a real good reader. I can't write, but boy, I can shovel. I'll come and shovel. I'll do that. Instead of treating those guys who shovel like third-class Christians, oh, he's just guards the parking lot. That's all he does. Well, hell, maybe that's his call. Maybe that's his gifting. Pastor, let your men grow. Give them opportunities to be who they are. Stop controlling them. I'm not talking to the pastors in here. Well, maybe I'm not, just kidding. Okay, I got 5 minutes left. Trent, come on in.
Coach, that last 2 minutes needs to be clipped and shared because that's powerful, Coach. That's Holy Spirit driven right there.
Steve Deck would pay me to do what he, are you hearing me? Steve Deck would pay me to do it because he's exercising his gift. Go ahead.
We're getting to witness in real time what evangelism, the fruit of evangelism, is. And Coach, was Charlie Kirk's day of his death greater than the day of his birth?
That's what Ecclesiastes 7 says, brother. Huh? Boy, hey, can I tell you this? David Arthur, I hope I leave that same kind of residue when I die. I hope what I have planted grows bigger after my death than while I'm alive. Go ahead.
That's it, Coach.
All right, man. All right. Where am I? I got poking around and lost. Craig, go ahead. Craig, you got 4 minutes to wrap it up with this.
Okay,
we still need to be staking. We still need to be doing all this stuff. We still need to be active. Go ahead, Craig.
I'm tying into what Kevin said. Sowing seeds. I put in the chat here. I'm going to read it. Can you put up a call into the people, Spencer? Callingtothepeople.org. It says, in that document was, we ask that you pledge to daily take up this calling from the Lord to intercede on behalf of the country and its people. We ask the Holy Spirit outpouring to convict upon our churches and peoples that we will confess, repent, and turn from our wicked ways, returning to the teaching and obeying biblical morality and truth defined in the Holy Scriptures. We as a nation have many sins to atone for. We ask that you be in agreement and on one accord of these six topics with intercessory prayer. I'm not going to read the rest of it. Coach, today's the 16th. In 10 days, it will be the 3-year anniversary that you blew the shofar and 40 people stood at Gettysburg and prayed that exact prayer. Now, if you can't see the Holy Spirit in that,
amen,
I don't know what else to tell you. Those are the seeds amongst the other 7,000 Elijahs. There's not just Pass Assault Ministry in God's kingdom. There's a lot of ministries, but we have been in the right place at the right time because of the calling of the Lord and the Holy Spirit.
They're coming to us, Craig. They're coming to us, man.
Well, we're just a part of a big group. That's all. But the Lord's moving. Charlie Kirk was moving. All kinds of people are moving. So get moving.
Somebody pick up the banner and run, baby. Randy, quickly.
Coach, the fruit of the doers is manifesting.
It is.
And that God is raising up the doers. They are now, so you're seeing them surpass the hearers.
Amen. What a time to be alive, baby. What a time to be alive. So, it goes back to an old football saying you used to have, right? I'd watch them. This is the modern American trick. Pray with me. Coach Norm, you'll pick up on this. We used to play, we always watch football films after the game was over. The next day, you watch football films. The eye in the sky doesn't lie. And you could watch every play and what every guy did on every play. And you would see a play run, and some lineman would let some guy run right by him. And he'd go in and he'd make the tackle. And you'd replay it, and you'd say to him, Tim, what are you doing? What are you doing? And Tim would say, Coach, I wasn't sure that was my man. What? Yeah, I wasn't sure that was my man. I thought maybe the guard was going to get him. And what was our response? Anybody know what our response was?
Hit somebody. Hit anybody.
Hit somebody. Hit somebody. That's where we learned to play it. God bless you. See you tomorrow.